It's like the golden
time. Recording now. So we will call to order at 4:05. So the first thing on the agenda is the election of officers.
All right, well, I'd like to nominate Gail Mallard as chair. Do we need a second for that?
Second.
Are we going to have discussion? Okay, shall we vote on that?
Sure, it's difficult when there's no thing, but I guess is it all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Opposed.
It's 4-3. Does anyone have nominations for vice chair?
I'll nominate Joe McAndrew for vice chair.
I second.
Joe, yeah, and I talked to Joe. He said he would be amenable to either way.
In any capacity, yeah. Right.
So shall we take a vote on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so now you have a chair and vice chair. Do you want to do the next part of the meeting?
I will, and the next topic is discussing next steps. And I guess Amy will look to you for some guidance. And my first question is, if there are only 7 members of the committee, why do we need 7 or 6 for a quorum? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't a quorum be 4?
Not according to, so that I did get clarification from Matt. Because the board is 10, or I'm sorry, is that the right number?
Well, not, I think it was
because
9.
There are 10 that are supposed to be seated, your quorum still is based on that 10. So it would behoove, quite frankly, the
council
to name 3 other people. But at this juncture, I don't know whether you did get anyone that would be willing or not. I think it would be on this committee to try to recruit folks and see if they can get the applications in, but the quorum still goes from the original sitting board.
So even though someone resigns, their spot still exists, and it's not filled, but they count against the quorum.
Correct.
So several of those people resigned a while ago. Has the council, is it on the list of positions, you know, the council?
I'm not
the
sure,
website?
I'd have to check that.
Okay.
It's not.
And not on the list that's published every month?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then, I don't know, maybe we could ask the council either if they don't want to fill them or we can't find people, can they change the number? Because we could get into a lot of trouble with not being able to have meetings because we won't be able to meet a quorum.
I think that's more reasonable.
Asking them to rearrange.
Yeah, because think about it. By the time you get the council to try to get people to get applications in, to appoint somebody, how much time do they have to get up to speed where you guys kind of know where you've been? And it's putting a lot of pressure on that one person and that, or those people that may not really be able to provide the input that you know you guys really need. Whereas you guys have been into it, it's more of a technicality that you don't have as many, you know, filled positions.
So you're thinking that the council could just say the committee is now 7 instead of 10.
They can probably make a formal action to decrease the membership of the committee.
That would seem like a way to go.
So I think the input, the value from you guys is the quality of input that you provide, not necessarily the quantity of people looking at it.
Right.
I think that it makes sense to me. Otherwise, it's a pretty big task.
Right. Is that something that I should do, or is that something that you should do, Amy?
I can send an email to Derek.
I was going to suggest that maybe we put a motion on the table and vote on
okay,
it,
right,
and
right.
then she's got something official to go back to them with
request. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Any other discussion about that then? So I guess you want to say the motion, Jim?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to direct Amy to go back to the council and ask for an adjustment on the number of committee members.
Reducing it from 10 to 7.
Correct, reducing it from 10 to 7.
And the quorum would be 4.
Right.
Could they also clarify Jack's and my position?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need a second for my motion and then a vote.
I'll second.
And now discussion.
Yeah, if there's any more discussion, I think that should have probably...
The only question I would have is when this was originally drawn up and conceived of and designed, since they wanted to have 10 members to begin with, was there a reason for that? To have as much input into the committee as possible? I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
Hmm. Or did the regulations require that in some way, that there be
right.
a minimum of
No, 10? They just made, maybe, and I'm not sure, but it could have been they had a litany of interest. Well, I know there were
no, you know what it
groups.
Was? They put out applications, and that's what they got was 10, I think. And so they just said, no, let's go with 10, if I remember correctly, on the discussion. But they'll tell us when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they'll have an opportunity
to tell you when you
say when you send the email.
Right, or they'll say, nope, we want 3 more, go get them. Or 2 mm-hmm. more would actually be more appropriate, because then we'd have an uneven
right.
number.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's 9 instead of 10.
And the logic is that it would make it that much easier to have a quorum. We're hoping that we could have lots of people present at all the meetings, but since we need a quorum, it would just make it that much easier to get a quorum.
Right.
Any other discussion? Okay, so all those in favor of Gina's motion, which is to ask Amy to ask the council to adjust the committee from 10 to 7. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I have to abstain because I don't know the ramifications. I have this feeling that there was a reason for the 10.
So I mean the motion is to go back to the council to, you know, ask them.
Clarify it.
Right.
Yeah.
So if there's
well,
a problem,
I thought the motion
us.
Was
right.
to ask them not just to clarify, but to
right.
Right.
adjust.
10 to 7 and a quorum of 4.
Right.
So it's important to establish what the quorum would be too.
Well, I think it's important to determine if the planning board liaisons have a vote or a count. And you've already said
you can
no,
do that.
Right?
In a
I've
second
said that
motion.
I haven't gotten a full answer yet.
I haven't got a full answer yet. So that would play
into
that,
the number.
That would play into it. The quorum is going to be.
Oh.
The quorum is going to be what the quorum
majority,
is.
Right, majority.
It's based on the total number.
Half plus one or whatever. The
so it really would be
right.
abolishing those empty positions and making a determination on the liaisons and their role.
Right.
And then based on that, hopefully it turns out to be a...
Right.
I mean,
so
would the planning board members want a vote in this committee and as a member of the planning board? I mean...
Going to go to them anyway.
Right.
Right. So
I don't feel strongly about it because, as you said, it's going to go to us anyway.
Hmm.
The reason I'm hesitating is things like, can I make a motion? Well, if I'm a liaison and not a member,
right.
I can't vote.
Not entirely, because then our number is 12.
But the, yeah, but
and
there's
then
more people that
you'll
draw from, so.
Then you'd need 7.
Right.
And we still have 9. So there'd be 2 people that could be absent.
Me personally, I see the value in everybody having a seat, regardless of whether you're titled liaison or not. Yes, you're going to see it at the planning board again, but you're still participating fully here. You're still providing as much valuable input here as you are there.
Sure.
So I really don't see a reason why, you know, just because you're entitled liaison doesn't diminish your value in participating here.
Yeah, I don't think it values their participation, definitely not, but traditionally in the boards, some of the other boards or all of the other boards that I'm on, the liaison doesn't have a vote. They're just here to like guide.
So arguably the architecture review board is made up of planning and zoning, and they vote there and then they vote again at their respective boards.
But they're just board members. This is a citizens committee.
That's probably the exception to like all of the boards.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's just
that's
like
I thought
my,
about.
It's the same way in the school committee. If it's a liaison, you don't vote.
Right.
But I can, like, I'm a liaison to a couple, and I can fully participate in the discussions. I can take their questions and try to go find them an answer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to them to make the moves.
Okay, well, for right now, just for the record, we had a vote that we would ask the council to reduce the size of the committee, and the vote was 4 in favor, 1 opposed, and 1 abstention. Okay, I have another question, just in terms of logistics. What can we as a committee expect in terms of support from the town? For example, will someone take minutes and post the minutes? Up until now, all the meetings we've had, some people have been taking minutes. I've never seen a copy of the minutes to approve it or not. They're not posted on the Secretary of State website. But I wouldn't want to be responsible for open meetings violation. And I also wouldn't ask anyone on the committee to try and take minutes, because that would restrict their ability to be full participants in the discussion.
Hasn't Ben been taking the minutes?
Ben has been taking the minutes, and Ben can continue to take the minutes.
Okay.
So the question actually from Ben was, so he's hired by the town on a part-time basis. He takes some of our minutes for different boards and commissions. Mm-hmm. He also, because he's has been doing so well, was hired by Mason and has worked on the plan a little bit. And there is no conflict in taking minutes, because obviously he's just taking logistics.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to make sure that the board was comfortable with him sitting here while you make your comments on the plan. Or he can do this. We can record it, and then he can take the minutes, and then you can approve them later. Doesn't, I mean, that's
yeah,
it.
Opinions?
No problem with Ben. I mean, why would it be an issue?
Yeah, I don't have a problem either. It might even be handy, because he'll have a little base of knowledge that some of us might not.
I mean, I would be fine with having him sit here, or if he can't make a meeting for whatever reason, then if he's comfortable working off of a recording, that's...
Okay, so we'll give him both options.
That would work for me.
So Ben will continue to take your minutes.
Okay.
And post and
and we'll handle that.
Okay.
Right. And are they supposed to be posted on the Secretary of State's website?
Yeah. And we also post them. I'll check where these minutes are. But we also usually have them posted on the town's website. There's different mechanisms that we do.
Right.
So let me find them
before
I say that they're not somewhere.
Well, I looked on the Secretary of State website and I couldn't find any.
Okay.
They
could be on the town's website.
They could.
The agenda's there, right?
The agendas are there. The minutes are not.
Does this have a spot on clerk base, this committee?
I don't know.
You've got to go look.
I'm going to go look. I'll find out that information and get back to you.
Right. Thank you, Amy. I have another request, and that is, can we get paper copies of the plan? We have. We were sent by Marilyn material that is, she sent us a clean copy, she sent us a red line strikeout, she sent appendices, and then she sent maps. And rather than having each one of us print it out on our own, would the town be willing to provide that for us?
Before I commit, let me find out on the, I don't even know the breadth of how long it is, but I don't see why
it's
we can't
long.
Then,
long.
I did ask about that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did, and I was told no, because there was such huge packets, and if they had to print one for each of us, it would be huge. I don't know who's paying for what, but...
I have to check our budget, too.
Right.
Was it in our bid? Was it in the bid?
I'll reflect on the bid that we put for Mason, as well as what the remaining... Because we have some budget for the consultant, and then we have a very nominal budget where we're paying Ben and some other ancillary expenses that we're definitely going to need printing costs at the end. So, and I think that's why we try to do as much as we can electronically, and also not to kill the trees.
On the other hand, we're all volunteers.
Right.
And we can crank up our computers, and we can spend our money on paper and ink. And we can end up with 5 different versions because of printer issues. And so when I talk about page 22 in my version, it could be page 23 in yours, or 24, because printers being the way they are, they might, font sizes might be different. I, you know, I don't know what happens right. in the magic of printing.
Maybe a solution or a compromise would be print one copy. We could split it up by chapters and pass it around to each other, and then we've got everybody's comments sort of on one piece of paper.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we could do that. If the town says no way, no how, then I will print one myself because I want a paper copy to review. But it just seems like in the scheme of things, the town could afford to give us copies to work from.
I'm going to assume that it'll be okay, but let me again check our budget and get a little bit more handle on our contract with Mason. And I think we just also want to consider, obviously, there's going to be evolutions of the plan, and if that's the case, we don't want to be printing multiple copies, and so we would have to come up with some solution on how we manage that as well.
And we should check, because all of us may not want a copy, paper copy.
Okay, so if...
I prefer to just keep electronic, frankly.
Well, let's do that. Let's see who wants them.
Yeah,
who
just
want
out of
them.
A poll of people in the room, who would want to work off of a hard copy in lieu of track changes or anything like that?
But I can tell you, I have a copy of, not the appendices and not the maps, but the plain version and the strike-through version.
So you already have one.
Yes, but I like reviewing on paper rather than,
I do as
yeah.
Well. So, I do too, right? Yeah.
So one, two, three, four, no.
Okay, so
I'm sure it'll be fine.
And I would say, I don't know, you might want to ask if everyone wants both versions, the strike through and the clean version, because you might not really need both. You could always flip back to electronic for the strike through.
I want certainly the the red line strikeout so that I can make comparisons to the existing plan and see where things have changed or not changed.
I agree with Gail. I had one heck of a time printing these maps.
Oh yeah, they won't.
Yeah, I did it in my office, so they paid for it. But but I was all over the place because I had to keep doing it and moving it and whatever and whatever. And, you know, a clean copy is a clean copy.
Right.
This is, look at all I ended up with.
Yeah, that's what.
To get where I wanted to go.
That cost me $120 probably of ink to be able to print all of them out.
Well, let Jay and I brainstorm and we'll come back with a solution.
Okay, thank you. Other discussion of next steps from anybody else?
Have we considered a meeting schedule going forward? It seems that the meetings have been kind of like sparse.
That's an excellent question, but before that, something just occurred to me. What are the expectations at this point, and what is the timeline? I mean, we were told originally that we were supposed to have comments by, early September? And are we the only ones reviewing it at this point?
No, it's public. We posted it on the website. I blasted it out through Facebook as well as put it on the website. We have a comment form up there, so if there's a comment that comes in, we'll collect them. The council, I think, will probably be sent it today or tomorrow, sometime in the near term this week as well, just to review, not an offer if they have any preliminary comments, and then you have it as well. You were, I believe, given to it towards the end of June, right? June 20-something? And with the expectation that the review would be complete by mid-September, whatever that date was. And I think we need to try to keep on that timeline.
Okay, and what happens to our comments? Are our comments consolidated? Or are they just thrown into the hopper with everybody else's comments? How do we know how that's going to work?
What do you think?
I mean,
I logistically, it's difficult, which is kind of why at the beginning I had tried to get everybody on board with doing track changes, because then you'd be able to see everybody's train of thought on the same page. Now we'll end up with 7 or 9 or however many different copies with comments on it that we'll have to reconcile at some point and bring everybody's comments together. I think personally had
the homeowner Luke
had I don't want to say it that way. Had it been done differently, we would have been able to do it easier. But now it's going to have to, we're going to have to physically do it by hand. Like, we're going to have to take everybody's and bring it all together. I imagine that we would take everybody's comments and put it all into one document, showing the changes and showing the commentary and what's been added, what's been removed, or who has an issue with what, or who has a suggestion for something else.
But it won't only be limited to us. It'll be the comments that are coming in from, you know, website, all of that stuff too. So
that is where I was didn't want to go, but that's a discrepancy. that's an issue now that poses an issue to us now, because in my opinion, we should have gotten to a final draft based on the board and then go out to public, because now if we start getting large amounts of public input, now not only are we going to have to incorporate your changes, we're going to have to incorporate review public comment at the same time, or potentially after you guys have already looked at it.
But can't the public comment be brought to this committee?
Yeah.
Yes, but it adds another level for them to...
But then it can be incorporated in their changes, not...
It can be, but what's the deadline for the comment to come in?
We'll put one on there. I would say 30 days. For this round. And once we have... Because it's gonna become public again.
Right. So, I mean, more than likely, you're not going to get a ton of public comment. Mm-hmm. You might get some. It's just going to have to be, we're going to have to fit it into the schedule for you guys to look at and review and say if you agree with it, you don't agree with it, or why, and understand it. I think everybody's comments are valid. If somebody takes the time to submit something to the town in writing regarding what they read in the draft proposal, they certainly deserve to be read and heard and vetted.
Are the consultants still involved in this?
Mm-hmm. They're going to then compile the final plan and push us to the end. I don't think they need to be present at all of your meetings as you work through the draft.
Right. Well, there's some pieces missing. It was one of the reasons I asked. When you look at, I looked at the red line strikeout. And for example, there's some tables showing existing land use. And they're exactly the same as the old table, with a little note saying it needs to be fixed. There are multiple sections in, one of the chapters, chapter 4, I think, that say to be completed, and there are little notes, and sometimes they're in highlighted in yellow, and there's, you know, refer to section whatever and finish this. I mean, there are pieces of the text that aren't there. There are tables that clearly have not been updated, because I can't believe that the percentage of open space hasn't changed in the last 6 or 7 years. And the numbers are, you know, that's why I want the red line strikeout version, is I want to be able to look and see whether there have been any changes. And there are many, many places I haven't gone through it all of it in detail, but it sounds like you've looked at it too.
I found a few spots like that.
So if you could send me the most glaring, the most glaring in a list, I will certainly follow up and figure out where we are with those.
And am I allowed, in the spirit of open meetings, to copy everybody on this team?
No.
That's not true. She can copy us.
It's for information.
We can't have a discussion.
We can't have a dialogue, but if I'm going to take the energy
sure.
to do
just,
it.
You know what you know? Just do it as a BC, as a blind copy.
Because then people can't respond.
So So if you send an email to Amy, send it to Amy and the BCC, put everybody
else. That's fine. It just seems like a waste of a duplication of effort if I say that
I'll do it.
Listen, the only time you violate the Open Meetings Act is when we are at an official meeting with a quorum. So if we're just trading emails about a draft to our chair, we're not violating the Open Meetings Act.
As a group,
we've been advised
we don't
you can't do that.
I understand, as long as we don't have a discussion.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not like
we can, but what worries me
like
about
that, right.
blind copies is like,
I
say,
went to an ethics meeting.
I'm reviewing this, and I have a comment about section 3. Jim's got the same exact comment. If I get my comment to her first, it saves her getting another email from Jim.
No, and that's
if we
valid.
Copy
no.
everybody.
And that's valid. That's where you start getting into the weeds of, okay, what's legit and what's not.
Right.
If you say, Jay, where is the, if somebody emailed me and said, where's the updated open space table? It says TBD, and I don't see it anywhere in the information. And everybody was blind copying this. Oh shit! I have it. I just got it yesterday, and I forwarded it on. Sorry, here it is. That's fine. It's sharing of information. It's all that stuff. Where you start getting into opinions start getting into your actual ideas and commentary, that's where it starts to get dicey.
And that's where you have the meetings. You have meetings to have those discussions.
Right.
So
right.
If it's to compile a list and you want to send everybody so nobody else is duplicating that, that's fine.
All right. So I can go through it. I can document the missing pieces. I can send it to you, and I can do a blind copy with everybody else.
And you can copy everyone else as long as they don't reply.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, if somebody does reply to you and there's information you think the rest of the committee needs, you push it out.
Okay.
Again,
right.
With a blind copy.
Okay.
So you, as chair, you kind of channel that. And
right.
That's okay.
Right.
If I understood it correctly.
Okay.
What does it mean?
All right.
And I think you do have a next meeting scheduled for August.
That was announced for August 11th. Which I believe what Marilyn said. And I don't know whether she's noticed that meeting. I don't know whether one of the questions is whether we can get a quorum on August 11th. She just picked that date out of the sky.
Is that a Tuesday?
So let me ask you guys
this. It's a Thursday.
Knowing the somewhat restricted timetable, how often would you guys want to meet?
There are two questions. How often do we want to meet, and how much work do we want to do between meetings?
I think that goes, they kind of go one and one.
Yeah, and I would say I think we should check with the council on the timetable on this.
Well, the timetable?
Yeah.
It's not so much on the council as when we have to get to the state.
Yeah. But didn't the state just put out...
But this will still hit us in with that timeline.
This is
incorporating that.
Extension.
Yeah, no, we still have to hit that September.
All right, so that means if you want it by mid-September, that means we've got about 6 weeks, 6 or 7 weeks to do... five chapters, maps, and appendices. So that's a lot of work. Are we willing to meet twice a month? Are we willing to meet in 2 weeks from now?
I think you have roughly? Eight. So you have 8 weeks.
Pardon me?
You have 8 weeks from now till the end of September, mid-September.
Bi-monthly certainly would work. Like every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Essentially.
So that means we're looking at the first week in August, early in the first week in August. Does Monday work for people? Monday afternoon? Or is it better on a different date? I mean, months ago, when we were sort of meeting regularly, we were meeting on the third Thursday or the last Thursday or something. I think that's all by the boards now. Do you want to try for August 1st? That's Monday.
I can't make it.
Pardon me?
I can't make it.
You can't make it on that day? Can you generally not make it on Mondays, or is...
It depends on the Monday.
Okay. Are Tuesdays any better for people?
Planning board meets on...
Planning board is Tuesday.
Third Tuesday.
So
I have a meeting first Tuesday.
Which is the second. So you would not be available on the second.
If it's a one-time thing, my husband can cover.
Well, it's only,
it's not the
first
time.
It would be nice if we could say we're going to meet on a certain day and we're going to try to do it every other week.
Tuesdays are probably the worst.
Tuesdays
me,
are the worst.
But every other day is good with me.
Yeah, I'm pretty flexible. Mondays work fine. Just Wednesdays get a little weird.
Well, if Faith can't be here on Monday, then we until we get a different configuration. And I don't know what Joe's issues are. I know Joe works, so he might not be able to be here until
Joe
the evening.
Joe works from home.
Pardon me?
Joe works from home.
Oh, he does? Okay.
He'll be here.
Well, if we say that we can, you know, do you want to try the 3rd? That's a Wednesday?
Of August?
I won't be here.
You won't be here on a 3rd, on a Wednesday.
On that Wednesday, the 3rd, I will not be here.
Do you want to back it up and see if we can go for the 31st, the 29th of July? That's a Friday.
We won't be able to keep Town Hall open at night.
I'm sorry, what?
We wouldn't be able to keep Town Hall open at night.
That's fine. We could do it. What time's Town hall closed?
4:30.
4:30. So that's not, doesn't work. I suppose we could try a meeting at the library. We've done that before.
Well, it's hit or miss with me, but a couple of things. I still work full time, so it's difficult for me to make meetings during the day. I can sometimes make arrangements if I have enough notice, but
right.
So.
So a 6 o'clock meeting. On
6 o'clock meeting is better. I can, again, if I know enough in advance.
Right. Right.
Well, what about 6 o'clock on the 2nd at Tuesday night? Because I know you said it will only be one time in this case.
So Tuesday night at 6 o'clock would, on the 2nd of August.
Mm.
That would work for me.
I think that works for me.
Doesn't work for you?
We can do a Google doodle poll.
Jim, that doesn't work for you?
No, it doesn't.
When do you think you'll get your question to the council about?
Tomorrow. Tuesdays are
right, so what we
Tuesdays
found out, what we say is, so no on Monday.
Just
no on Tuesday,
Monday,
no on Wednesday,
right?
Thursday, and Friday.
So
a Monday is
and you've got
at least
on
once
Wednesday?
A month.
No,
our
just
problem.
That one Wednesday.
All right.
Why? What about Thursday?
Thursday, August 4th.
Thursday, the 4th of August. Can we make that? Okay. And 6 o'clock.
Go ahead.
Many ideas. We're going to try to meet every other Thursday.
I think that would be great if we could do that.
Okay.
And then every other
Thursday, August 4th at 6 o'clock. And can we see if we can get the this bit room or
sure.
some other place to meet?
This room is usually available.
Yeah. So
I
that
would also just add that if people that can't attend for some one reason or another, well, it'd be great to have everybody. If by chance you couldn't. That if they can just get their information in, then we can still accept their commentary. You guys, the majority are going to still make it. And
right.
You know, time is of the essence, and if you really try to say, well, we can't meet until we have every single person.
And you can still have viable discussion and not necessarily vote if you don't happen to have a quorum that day, right?
But can we meet without a quorum? I don't think we can meet
right.
without a quorum.
That's right.
So we're in the position until we get some relief from the
council.
Well,
I'll put that email in tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stress
right.
that we need an answer on August 1st, their August 1st meeting.
Right. All right. So what we're looking at potentially is the 4th, the 18th,
no.
the 1st of September.
The 4th, the 18th, and the 1st of September.
Right. And I think at that point we'll just have to see how far we've gotten. If the council wants something by the middle of September, then...
Will be the planning board, right, that it goes to?
Yes,
next.
Get it first.
So that gives us 3 working meetings after today. One idea of how to proceed is to just chop it up into the first 3 chapters, the next 3, and then the appendices, and the maps are going to be part of the chapters.
Yeah, whatever changes happen in the chapters will be the way the maps look.
Right.
And just to give you guys an idea, I had indicated to Marilyn that I'd like the town... I've requested that Mason provide us with all the GIS information that they've compiled so far. And I'd like for the town to do our own maps on our own title block with our own information. Not just, number one, so that we can tailor them how we want, how you guys want them, or we want them to make them look a little better than they are. And so that going into the future, we have them. And that we're not running around saying, hey, who's, when I first came here and I started going through the comp plan, saying, oh, the aquifer protection map is a great one. Because
yep.
I was like, okay, well, where's the aquifer protection zones? Oh, they're in the map. Do we have a GIS? No. Okay, well, who did it? The consultants got it. Well, who are where are they? Well, they're in New York. Well, they're long gone. It's like, well, that doesn't fly.
Yep.
So for us to take it all, it's great that Mason assembled it all, has it all, just give it to us so that we can reproduce it, and we can tweak it the way we want to. We can add stuff if we want, we can take stuff off, provided they're all the same. I mean, we can change it however we want. But
well,
I was already playing around in it a little bit, and I have a format that works in 11 by 17 that captures the whole town. It's captures the whole town. There's not much room left and right, but it gives you a better visual than those ones, which are shrunk, the town shrunk down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We complained about those at a meeting, and Nancy, the consultant, gave us some sort of song and dance about how the state requires certain colors to be for this, that, or the other thing.
Well, for the land use categories, yes.
Right.
They use the Anderson classification.
For now, can we just go with the maps that we have? Because if you're changing the maps, again, it gets to be a moving target. And the maps are part of the text. They're referred to in the text. And so if you're changing them and we're reviewing the paper copies, it's just going to make
it. What I intended them to do was to give us everything.
Right.
And then import that data into our town title block. So the only thing that would be different is just the configuration of the block and the width and the scale at which it's printed.
And how the town sits on the piece of paper you can read it better. Yeah.
Again, I'm not.
So the data will look all the same.
Okay.
The legend will be all the same.
All right. So if I start looking at the maps that are Nancy printed out, you're not going to change them, so that I'm not going to have to look at them a second time.
No, the town will be bigger, and the title block, the town of Westerly, and all that stuff. There'll be less blank space. There'll be less space of Groton and Charlestown and everything else. It'll be more than just Westerly.
Right. So what if we try by the 4th of August to get through the first three chapters, and what if we say that's the introduction, community character, and the inventory summary with findings and implications. What if we say everybody looks at it and picks the things that are the highest priority for them, for each individual, that either things that are in there that we think should be rephrased, things that are missing, things that we just don't agree with. And what I'm trying to get away from is we could spend hours and hours saying, I want to make a change from happy to glad. Or this little thing is wrong and that little thing is wrong. If we find the little thing that's wrong, then certainly we can make that comment in writing, but I don't know how much time we have left. We never did this while they were creating the plan. We never talked about whether we agreed with some of this text and some of the changes.
I would focus on content, on things like
exactly.
Not necessarily word choice.
Exactly.
Right, or grammar.
If it's something that makes a difference, word choice, and what I'm thinking is that if this committee could come up with a very small list of things that are important, that would be more meaningful than a laundry list of 400 things.
Correct.
Right.
And if we could spend our time talking about the content that's most important in those first three chapters and can reach a consensus, then it seems to me that would be more powerful than coming up with just a long list. And so I want to, that's just an idea of how we might proceed with these first three chapters. And so that would be, each of us would have our homework to look at the chapter and say, what are the things that are the highest priority for me in this chapter one or chapter three or whatever?
I think that makes sense, just to keep it focused on the content and the material issues and not bombard everybody with a litany of word changes, typos, that kind
exactly.
of thing. I mean, if I find them, I'll probably still do them and hand them to Ben.
Oh, exactly.
Fix the typo,
exactly.
But
you're also going to have to reconcile it all later.
Right.
So once you make, once we get everybody's comments from chapters one to three, we can go in and add people's opinions and stuff like that. And then once you come back and read it a second time and say, okay, that looks good, but change that however to a which, or do this, do that.
Right.
You can handle that later. That's
what we call, that's what I call happy to glad changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
If there's something that it says that I think is just really needs more emphasis, or that it was in the old plan and it's disappeared from the new one, and I'm thinking it was a good thing to have in the old plan, And if everybody, if nobody agrees with that, then that doesn't become one of the committee's highest priorities. Yeah, I still might submit a comment to the planning board, as might everybody else.
One thing I would really appreciate is clarity.
Yeah.
Going through the old one, there are days I'm like, what does that mean?
Right, yeah. Right. No, clarity is
clarity important. Is an important thing, because if it's not clear what that sentence is saying or what that paragraph is saying, we on the planning board are going to have trouble with it.
Right, mm-hmm. But that's
not
why
have
that's
that happen.
One reason why I think it's important to have the same page, literally be on the same page, that I can say that this second chapter on page 15, I don't understand why they changed this to that, or I don't know what this concept is all about. And so if we did that homework between now and the 4th of August and got through the first three chapters, we could see how that goes.
Right.
And as a note, sounds reasonable. As a note from us, if you guys get ahead, if you get 1 to 3 done and you want to get it to us as soon as you're done with it rather than wait, that would be good too, because there might be some time where we can start to be less work for us if we can, you know, break it out over a few weeks and kind of consolidate everybody's comments,
right,
instead of doing it all like 2 nights.
What form would you want, the electronic or?
Well, I mean, you guys have different preferences, so it's.
So if I go through and put in my comments, I can fire it off to you?
Yeah.
But wouldn't you prefer to have one set of comments?
Well, we're not going to get that. You get 7, 9 copies.
But that's why we're coming. We're going to do our homework. We're going to come back here and meet and discuss those three chapters, and I would hope vote on some of the big issues, if
okay,
there are big issues,
way.
And then give
like
you
the Charter Revision
yeah.
Commission did.
Give you one.
Okay.
One set.
And then we give
okay.
you one set from this committee.
We like that.
Right. Yeah, I was looking at it from the other perspective, where you might have the three people, you know, commenting on a certain section, say zoning, and we would put those comments together and then put it out and say, look, okay, here's what we got from everybody.
No,
and
no, I like this idea better.
No, that's fine. It's, they both work, but that would
turn off for more than we can
send
handle.
You all the typos, but
yes, that's fine. Send us separately typos, not during
send it to
your
Ben,
discussion.
Wrote it.
All right.
Sorry, Ben.
So
he's getting paid.
That, if we could agree, just to reiterate, the assignment for Gail is sometime soon, and I would hope to do it maybe this week. Is to send Amy a list of big chunks that are missing from the current plan, and copy, blind copy or regular copy, everybody in this room.
Blind copy.
Yeah,
blind copy.
I would say any correspondence that anybody does, just do a blind copy.
Okay, that to, but here it is. This is Gail's list, and if other people have gone through it and have a list, you can send it to.
They'll send it to you and you'll send it out.
And I'll send it to you. All right. And so that way we're giving you very quickly chunks that are missing. And then push that aside. So that's only assignment for Gail for sure and anybody else who wants to take it on.
Right. And I would say if an individual one of us sends you something, you should not just send it to them, but send it to all of us in case the next day I read it and find the same thing. That
right.
way you don't get
yeah.
bombarded.
Right,
yeah.
exactly.
How do you guys feel about a simple Word document in a Google Drive folder that you could open, type in what you see missing, hit save and close it, and the next person that opens it sees it, and everybody can, you can see a running tab by chapter. Of those things, rather than passing around and going around.
Well, I think that my point was not that I was going to catch every one, but that I was just going to say to the consultants, hello.
Yeah, she's just looking for things that are not
done. There's some
big
chunks here that are missing.
On this task.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know the answer. I don't know what the land use is currently. What proportion
of
the
town.
Some of
it could be because of our non-zone change, yeah.
No, I think some of it is because they just didn't have it tabulated yet.
Okay.
You know, I gave them the open space based off of the information that Marilyn gave me, but even some of that needed to be truth and vetted, and it wasn't accurate. But I mean, it resulted in an increase of open space of like 66%. It wasn't included, but I think it got to the
that we're missing.
Yeah. All right, so that's what's going to happen very soon. Then the next thing is that everybody is going to read the first three chapters and come prepared on the 6 o'clock on the 4th of August in this room to talk about them.
Let me stop and say that I've looked at those 3 days, and if you wanted to move it sooner, I could be here sooner any of those 3 days.
Time
earlier, I meant.
Oh, I'm so 5 o'clock?
I could be 5 o'clock, I could do 4:30, I could do 6 o'clock. It doesn't matter to me,
I'd rather do 5 than 6.
I just caution, sometimes the Architectural Review Board has a meeting on the first Thursday.
We just won't have it in here if we have to. We'll find the location. Obviously, staff would prefer earlier, but it doesn't. We'll accommodate whatever you need.
Anyway, I just wanted, since I was the only one that had the...
Does 5 o'clock work for other people? Let's do it at 5.
Okay.
Okay. Other discussion of next steps?
That's it.
Anybody else? We've talked about next steps, we've talked about the chapter reviews. Public comment?
You don't have any? No public.
No public.
So that's 5 p.m. on August 4th?
5 p.m. on August 4th will be our next meeting, and then from there on, it will be 5 p.m. on August 18th and on September 1st. And then at that point, we'll find out by the 18th how we're doing and whether we have to try to cram another meeting in sometime in August or later in September.
And we'll get an agenda prior to these meetings, right?
Right.
Okay.
The agendas, I can set the agenda. Do I send it? Who do I send it to?
Me for now.
Okay. I send it to you and you'll post it.
Mm-hmm.
And the agenda, unless I'm happy to make changes, but it would be something like discuss chapter 1 through 3.
I don't even want to get that specific. I would say discussion of draft plan.
Discussion of draft plan, public comment, adjourn.
Yeah.
That way you're open to talk about anything you want regarding the draft plan.
Good suggestion.
Right, otherwise we could really hamstring ourselves.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so we adjourned at 4:53. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody.
The land use...